We have been meditating on the book of Galatians.
我们一直来思考加拉太书这本书。
And my responsibility is to be focusing on the Christ in Galatians.
我的主题是注意在加拉太书里面讲到的基督。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 4.
让我们翻到加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 19.
第四章十九节。
We will only read one verse.
我们就读一节。
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
I want to read this thing again.
我要再读一遍。
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Christ is formed in you.
基督成形在你们心里。
He is not only revealed in you.
不仅基督启示在你们里面。
He not only lives in you,
也不仅他活在你们里面,
but Christ is formed in you.
乃是基督成形在你们心里。
Brothers and sisters, there is a great difference between live and form.
弟兄姐妹们，在这里有很大的差别，就是活着和成形。
Form as a noun, what does it mean?
成形这个名词究竟是什么意思?
Whenever something takes form, it becomes vivid.
当一个东西成形之后，它就活了。
It becomes a testimony.
就成为一个见证。
The word form here is not an outward form, but rather it is an inward form of character.
这里讲的成形不是只说外面的形状，而是讲到里面性格的养成。
In other words, grace will continue to work in such a way that Christ's character will be formed in you.
换句话说，恩典一直在做这样的工作，直到基督的性格成形在我们里面。
To put it in another way, you will be conformed to the image of Christ.
换句话说，就是你会被磨成神儿子的形象。
And this is the eternal purpose of God.
而这正是神永远的旨意。
We know that in Romans chapter 8:29, it says that for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of Christ.
因为我们知道在罗马书第八章二十九节那里有讲到说，因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄做长子。
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren, and whom he predestined, he also called. And whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
For those who are called, the character of Christ began to form in them.
对着那些蒙召的人而言，基督的性格就开始在他里面成形。
You began to express Christ.
你就开始要表现基督。
People began to see Christ in you.
那人们就开始看见在你里面的基督。
And feel Christ in you and touch Christ as they interact with you.
所以当他们和你交流的时候，他们就好像感觉到你里面的基督，摸着那个基督。
And this is the purpose of God for us.
这正是神为着我们所定的旨意。
It is not just to be saved from hell and go to heaven.
不单单仅止于说脱离地狱的死亡进入天堂而已。
This is but the beginning.
因为这只是一个开端。
God save us until Christ is formed in us.
因为神要拯救我们直到基督成形在我们里面。
Nothing short of this can satisfy God's heart.
凡是没办法达到这目标的话，都不能叫神的心意满足。
You will be characterized by the character of Christ.
因为你之所以被分类是按照基督的性格来分类。
Think about this glorious hope.
你要想一想这个荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
因为基督在我们里面成了荣耀的盼望。
You know, in the past when I when it comes to Christ in us, the hope of glory, I had a wrong impression that one of these days when I go up to heaven, then I will have all the glory of the Lord.
我曾经对这基督是我们荣耀的盼望这个一个错解，就以为说哦，这一切会发生只一旦我进天堂之后。
But the thing that we need to know is the Lord is going to work in our life today while on earth until we are changed into the glory of the Lord.
但是我们应该想一想，事实上在我们还在地上的时候，神就要把我们这个生命改变成一个荣耀的生命。
Think about when Christ was on earth, how lovely, gentle, patient, holy, merciful, compassionate he was.
因为我们想一想，当主耶稣基督在地上的时候，他是何等的慈爱，何等的温柔，何等的谦卑。
You will be conformed to him.
因为你正要磨成，被磨成他的形象。
It is not only, Not I who live, but Christ lives in me.
因为现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
But he lives in such a habitual way that the character is manifested.
因为主耶稣基督是过着如此的一个正常习惯的生活呢，他的性情就这样表现出来。
And it is no longer your own characters.
这不再是你自己的性格了。
That is the promise of God.
这正是神的应许。
And he will not stop working in us until this is accomplished.
他在我们身上不会停止工作，直到这件事情成就。
We must press on in our pursuit of Christ until Christ is formed in us.
我们必须一直来追求主，直到基督成形在我们里面。
This is God's purpose until Christ is formed in each and every one of our life.
直到基督在我们每一位的生命里面成形。这是神的旨意。
But how?
但是怎么做成呢?
Brothers and sisters, Christ in us is by revelation.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是因着启示知道基督在我们里面。
Christ lives in us is by the cross.
那基督在我们里面活着是借着十字架。
Christ forms in us is by the principle of travailing.
那基督成形在我们里面是借着生产之难这个原则。
Here Paul said, I am in labor until Christ is formed in you.
因为保罗在这里讲了清楚，他说我为你们再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在你们心里。
Paul travails for the Galatian Christian until Christ is formed in them.
因为保罗为了加拉太的基督徒再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在他们里面。
But this principle applies to everyone.
但这个原则事实上适用于每一位。
In other words, whether you travail until Christ is formed in other people or you travail until Christ is formed in you, the principle is the same.
所以不管这样原则是一样的，不论是说在别人里面或是在你身上基督成形，这原则是一样的。
The principle of travailing is a tremendous principle.
因为这个生产之难的这个原则呢，是一个很大的原则。
We know that after the fall of man, the first principle in the world is that God told Adam, "You must toil and sweat to make a living."
因为我们知道，在人堕落之后，那个原则，那是就是神对亚当说的话，就是说你要劳苦，汗流满面，方得糊口。
And in other words, if you want to bring in a harvest, you must toil and labor before you can obtain a produce.
换句话说，你若要那带出生产的话，你必须要劳苦，你必须要劳苦，要好像生产之在那样，才能叫地里结出果实来。
And to Eve, God said, "You must travail to give birth."
那神是对夏娃说，在生产之上，你要受生产之难之苦。
Without travailing,
如果没有生产之难
there's no birth.
那就没有生产。
Other than the C-section that those guys are doing these days.
当然那些剖腹生产的是例外。
Now, without birth, there is no life.
那我们知道如果没有生产当然就没有生命了。
So, for the formation of Christ in us, we have to learn the principle of travailing.
所以为要叫基督成形在我们心里，我们要学这个生产之难这个原则。
In other words, we have to travail in order to be formed.
换句话说，我们必须要经历生产之难，才能有这个成型。
When a woman is about to give birth, she groans. It is almost like going through death. But out of death comes a new life.
因为我们知道，当妇人要生产的时候，她叹息，她痛苦，好像经历死亡一样。但这之后呢，却产生了生命。
We know that according to Romans chapter 8, we know that the whole creation groans and suffers.Pain of birth, of childbirth together until now.
因为我们知道罗马书章八章二十二节那里有说，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，这劳苦是生产之难。直到如今
，the whole creation is groaning.
因为我们知道一切受造之物都在叹息。
Why is that?
为什么呢
？Because the whole creation is under the bondage, of corruption and subject to vanity.
因为受造之物都在 腐败的控制之下，而且在虚空，浮在虚空之下。
Not because they want it, but someone made them in corruption and in vanity, and that someone is man.
但事实上不是这些受造之物愿意如此的，乃是因为有一位是叫他如此，而那一位就是人。
Because of the sin of man, we caused the creation to groan in vanity.
因着人的犯罪呢，我们叫一切受造之物都叹息。
The whole creation is not happy about this.
因为一切受造之物在这一点之上都不欢喜。
They want to get out of it.
因为一切受造之物都想脱离这一切。
They want to get into the liberty of the glory of the sons of God.
因为他们一切受造之物都想要进到神儿子那自由的荣耀里面。
For the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God.
因为一切受造之物都热切的等候神的众子的显现。
And the other thing too is not only that the whole creation is groaning, but we ourselves having the first fruit of the Spirit, even we groan within ourselves.
是的，一切受造之物都劳苦叹息，但是就算我们这有这个在圣灵重生有出手果子的，我们也在那里叹息。
Waiting eagerly for our adoptions as sons.
因为我们在一直在热切盼望等候得着儿子的名分。
The redemption of our body.
就是我们这个身体得赎。
So travailing is everywhere.
所以我们可以说生产之难到处都有。
The whole creation is travailing.
因为一切受造之物都在惨难底下。
The church is in travail.
因为教会是在惨难底下。
And brothers and sisters, do you know that you are in travail?
弟兄姐妹们，你是否发现你自己也在生产之难底下呢
？Why is that so？
为什么是这样呢
？We know that in Matthew chapter 24, there is something that mentioned in a very peculiar way.
因为我们知道，在马太福音24章那里有讲到一件事情是非常奥秘的。
The Lord Jesus said, "You will be hearing of war and rumors of war."
因为主耶稣基督在那里讲到说，你们也要听见打仗。和打仗的风声。
See that you are not frightened.
你们不要惊慌。
For those things must happen, must take place.
因为这些事是必须有的。
The nation will rise up against nation, kingdoms against kingdom. In various places there will be famine and earthquake.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，到处有饥荒、地震。
But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs.
但是这些还都只是灾难的或是生产之难的起头。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
?All the wars, famines, earthquakes are but the beginning of birth pangs.
因为这一切的战争饥荒和地震呢不过是生产之难的起头而已。
When a woman is getting ready to give birth,
当一个妇女她怀胎满的时候
，she go through stages and stages of of birth pangs。
她在产蛋的痛呢是一阵一阵的。
That is what it is。
这是事实。
This is the only possible things that comes out of a terrible experience。
这样阵痛事实上是一个很可怕结果之后会带来一个好的。
But remember this terrible thing.Do not come from God.
但我们要知道这一切的灾祸并不是从神来的。
God did not order those calamities this way.
因为神并没有定规这些灾难要降发生。
This is the result of our sin.
因为这些的这灾难的原因是因为我们犯罪。
But in spite of all these terrible things, all these adversities, God will make use of them to give forth what He wants, to get what He wants.
但是虽然有这些可怕的灾难，但是神仍然可以使用这些事呢，来达到他的目的。
And that is prevailing.
那这就是我们讲的生产之难。
Do you know that even the Lord Jesus went through travailing when he was on earth?
你有没有发现，事实上，当主耶稣基督他自己人在地上的时候，他也经过产难。
Jesus said, "I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed."I am until it is accomplished.
因为主耶稣基督曾说过，我有当受的喜，还没有成就，我是何等的迫切啊！
He is the, here, it is the travailing of his soul.
因为在这里我们看见主耶稣魂里面所受的生产之
苦。He has the passion for the cross.
因为他向着十字架有那个热切。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord said, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death."
因为在克西马尼园那里，主耶稣这样祷告他说：“他说我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。”
We can see the Lord travail in His entire earthly ministry.
我们可以看见主耶稣基督在他地上的执事里面的全部时间，他都在受生产之难。
Not just in the last week, before His crucifixion.
并不是只有在最后那一周，在他上十字架前的那一周而已。
What is the purpose?
那这目的是什么呢？
Why did the Son of God travail?
为什么神的儿子也要受生产之难呢？
To give birth to a new race.
因为他为着要带出一个新的族类。
To bring forth a new humanity.
因为他在人类要带出一个新的人类。
After Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration.
因为当主耶稣基督从变化山上那里下来之后，
He was met with a commotion at the foot of the hill.
那在山下呢，他就遇见不小的扰乱。
The situation at the foot of the hill was chaotic.
因为在那山下那里的光景是非常混乱的。
He found a demon-possessed boy.
因为他在那里看见一个被鬼附的一个男孩。
A heartbroken father who told Jesus that the demon was trying to destroy his boy by throwing him into fire and into water.
因为那里有一个心碎的父亲，他告诉主耶稣说这个魔鬼一直要把他孩子丢在火里，丢在水里。
And he asked Jesus' disciples for help, but they could not cast the demon out.
那位父亲呢，曾经求主的门徒来把这个赶出去，但是他们确实不能。
And in the midst of this, we have the scribes who were disputing with the disciples as well.
而在那里，我们也发现那些文士呢，和耶稣的门徒在争吵。
And to top it off, we have the defeated disciple right there.
而我们更有甚者是那些有这些门徒是被击败的。
It was at this moment that the Lord Jesus said, "Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you?"
就在这时候，主耶稣就说了这。又不信又悖谬的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？
You know what the Lord is trying to say in here?
你看见主耶稣在这里想要说什么吗？
When will the life of Christ take form in you?
因为主耶稣其实想要说，究竟什么时候基督的生命才能够成形在你们里面呢？
This is the same sentiment with Paul in Galatians 4:19.
因为同样的感觉，保罗在加拉太书四章十九节是这样说。
When he told the Galatians that he travailed until Christ is formed in them and in himself.
因为保罗在那里也说，他说在为他们再受生产之难，直到基督成形在他们，而且成形在保罗里面。
This is the heart desire of Paul.
因为这是保罗的心愿。
Do you know behind each birth of the child of God?Someone travail for it.
你是不是有没有发现，当每一个神的孩子诞生的背后，都有一个生产之难。
Somebody pay a very heavy price.
因为
in addition to our Lord,
除了我们主耶稣基督之外，另外有人也为你付了很大的代价。
I remember, I came to know the Lord when I was a youth.
我是在年幼的时候呢，认识了主。
And after that, I'm fully aware of the fact that I need to pray for my own father's salvation.
在那之后呢，我自己很清楚知道，必须要为着我父亲得救来祷告。
He actually have heard the gospel for decades.
他事实上听福音已经听了好几十年。
I can say that he is a veteran of a gospel hearer.
我可以说他在福音这件事情上是一个老兵了。
And at the start of the meeting, as soon as the pastor started to read a passage, he already know what's the topic.
当在牧师要在正道讲信息之前讲了一开始，他就知道这牧师今天要讲什么了。
He knew it all.
他什么都知道了。
Because he heard the gospel too many a time.
因为他听这个福音的信息听了好多次了。
There was this one time, it was again.My turn to share the gospel in the church.
那有一次在教会中是我在那边分享福音的信息。
And as I was seeking before the Lord about what am I supposed to say it.
那我在主面前寻求说我该分享什么信息呢？
As I was seeking, then the devil draw very near.
当我在寻求的时候，那仇敌他也来靠近我了。
And he is the accuser.
哦、仇敌是一个控告者。
And he start to ridicule me.
他仇敌就开始嘲笑我。
He said, why are you trying to preach the gospel? Just take a look at your father. You know, you've been trying to preach the gospel to him for the longest time, and he didn't want to accept it.
你为什么还要传福音呢？你看看你跟你父亲传福音传了这么久的时间，你看看这个样子。
And in a way, he was right.I couldn't deny that.
是的，仇敌这样说是在某方面是对的，因为我无法否定这件事情。
I was very discouraged.
我在那时候非常的沮丧。
That entire week when I was seeking the Lord, what am I going to share in the gospel meeting?
整一周呢，我在主面前寻求，在福音聚会里面我要分享什么。
And I couldn't go on. I couldn't find, you know, a rest in my heart.
我你知道吗？在我心里一直找不到这样的安息。
And I was struggling all along until God said something to me.
我一直在挣扎，直到神对我说了话。
He said, "You leave your father to me. You preach my gospel."
他说：“你把你父亲放在一边，你应该就传福音。把父亲交给我，那你传你的福音。
传我的福音，神说。
OK.你把父亲交给我，你传我的福音，神的福音。
对。And after hearing the Lord, so I put that soaring matter aside and then share the gospel that one Sunday.
在我听到主这样说了之后，我就把这心头重担放下，在那个主日我传讲了福音。
Then come the next.Gospel message in another month.
在另外一个月的下一次的福音聚会里。
I invited my father to go and attend the meeting. He reluctantly went.
那我还是邀请我的父亲去福音聚会。那他虽然不愿意，不过他还是答应了。
And the interesting thing is that at the end of the gospel message, I wasn't sitting beside him. At the end of the gospel message,The preacher said, anyone who want to believe in the Lord, just stand up.
Just what?
Stand up.
Stand up, okay. 我并没有坐在父亲旁边，但是在福音信息结束的时候，那传道就说，你们谁愿意接受福音的，请站起来。
I was saying to within my heart, I said, what is this guy thinking? To just ask the gospel friend to raise their hand is not an easy task already. And now he is asking those who want to believe in Lord to stand up.
那我当时听到传道人这样说的时候，我说这太奇怪了，因为我们有时候要人举手相信福音都那么困难，没想到这个传道人要相信人站起来。
But to my amazement, miracles happens.
但叫我惊奇的是奇迹发生了。
For I would say half a century, he has been hearing the gospel.
我敢说我父亲听的福音已经听了五十年了。半世纪。
And There had been no response whatsoever but that one day. He stood up. All of a sudden.
他从来都没有反应，但是在那一次，他站起来了。
And as far as I can remember, he was the only guy who stood up.
如果记得没错的话，那一天他是那唯一一个站起来的人。
So he was, so, the message was not as powerful as anyone would think.
因为我想那个并不是那天的信息有多么强有力。
But he stood up.
但是他站起来了。
You know how long and hard I struggle, I pray with tears before the Lord regarding to the salvation of my father. Hope has been raised and dashed.
你知道呀，有多少时间，有多少次我为我父亲得救祷告，我的盼望被兴起，但是盼望也这样破灭了。
It's just too many times I lost count already.
但是实在是太多次了，我也数不清了。
And yet,This is the process of travailing. That's what I'm trying to say.
但是我们知道这是我想要讲的，就是这个过程就是生产之难的过程。
But the Lord is faithful.
但是主是信实的。
In His time, He will do His work.
在他的时间里面，他会做他的工作。
And also behind the spiritual growth of Christian, in order for Christian to be formed, Christ to be formed in Christian's life, there has to be travailing as well.
在那么在我们基督徒的身上呢，要叫基督成形在我们心里，也必须要经过这生产之难的过程。
There has been travailing around you and in yourself as well.
事实上，在你周围或在你身上都有这种生产之难。
Maybe your parents has been praying so hard for your heart to turn to the Lord.
也许你的父母亲曾经为你祷告多时，要你的心能够转回向主那边。
And maybe your friends or the brothers and sisters in the church, they have been praying for you so that you will surrender yourself to Christ.
也许你的朋友弟兄姐在聚会里面弟兄姐妹常为你祷告，叫你的心能够在主面前降服。
You know, travailing is not sort of like a split second thing.
因为我们知道生产之难不是只是短暂的。
It's a long process.
生产之难是一个很漫长的过程。
I would say a long painful process.
我可以这么说，这生产之难是一个很长的很痛苦的过程。
1975, I immigrate from the state to Canada.
在1975年的时候，我从美国移民到加拿大。
And I ended up joining a small group of Christians who gather in a community center.
我那时候呢就和一群基督徒呢在所谓的社区中心里面一起聚会。
They had about 20 people, that's all.
我们那时候就差不多20位。
I was a new immigrant.
因为我是一个算是新的移民者。
I was telling myself, now that I'm in a new town, if I want to get settled in the new town, I should go to sort of a bigger church with a lot of church members.
因为我那时候想说我是一个新移民，我如果要融入那个社区，我应该去一个很大的教会，里面有很多的弟兄姐妹的教会。
But somehow, the Lord led me to this group of brothers and sisters. This is about 20 of them.
但是呢，主却把我带到这个差不多只有二十几位弟兄姊妹的聚会里面。
They don't even have a church building per se.
他们那时候甚至没有所谓的教堂。
But I did not leave.
但我却没有离开。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because in that 20 some people, I find that they have love.
因为我发现在那二十几位的弟兄姊妹，我找着了爱。
They continue to support me in so many different ways.
因为他们在各方各面呢都扶持我许多。
You know, I said earlier that I was saved when I was a young teenager.
因为刚才我讲过说我是在很年幼的时候就得救了。青少年的时候得救。
But because of the infightings of the church in Hong Kong,
但是因为香港聚会里面的内部的这个斗争
I left the church.
我就离开了聚会。
I shied away from all Christians.
我就跟所有基督徒都没有来往。
If I see a Christian coming this way, I'll go the other way.
因为我如果看到基督徒从这边来，我就从另外一条路走。
I was what those people may call collateral damage.
我可能就是那所谓一般人讲的，这是说collateral damage， 就一种损坏吧。连带的损坏。
The reason why I say this is because I did not take side.
因为我之所以这样说，因为他们在争斗两方，我都没有偏向任何一方。
I didn't know better. I didn't want to take any side at all.
因为我所知也不多，所以我不想站在任何一边。
So when I arrived in Vancouver, I was sort of a casualty of an infighting in the church in Hong Kong.
所以当我到达温哥华的时候，事实上我是那个聚会里面争吵底下一个算是一个伤兵吧。
I was so far away from the church and also in a way from the Lord.
因为我实在离聚会太远，而且可以说我离主也很远。
And the brothers and sisters, they can see it that my heart was just not there.
所以那些弟兄姊妹可以看出来，因为我的心不在那里。
I was not the kind of Christian that, oh, I have a fervent heart, so they are coming to help me.
我并不是那个好像很热心的基督徒，叫他们来帮助我一样。
But they will not let me go.
但他们却没有放弃我。
I think I still have that in my house. I have a stack of card, the size of the business card.
我想在我家我还要存的那一叠的，这像是名片一样。
What it is that a sister, she knew that I was so busy with work and whatnot, I would not have the time to read my Bible.
因为那里有一个姊妹，她知道我是工作非常忙碌，也许没有时间读圣经。
So she said, I'm going to write on this card a Bible verse in Chinese on this side and English on the other side.
那他就说他会在这小卡片上呢，一面写上中文圣经，另外一面写英文圣经。
And in between like your transit, whatever, you can then try to memorize the Bible verse.
所以当你在坐公车的时候，在通勤的时候呢，你可以拿出来，然后来看，来读这些圣经经节。
Brothers and sisters, you know it takes a long time for a sister to do something like this because that stack of cards is this thick.
因为你知道吗？那一叠卡片有这么厚，我们就知道那个姊妹花了多少时间来写这些经文。
And by the time, there was one time, the sister gave me a concordant yay big.
那有一次呢，那位姊妹甚至给我一个经文汇编的书，是经文汇编。
And I thank her, but it's been sitting there gathering dust.
我很感谢他，但是呢，这本书事实上被放在一旁，累积了许多灰尘。
I didn't know that I would have an opportunity to use it, but I did later on.
我那时候不知道说我什么时候有机会会用那本书，但是后来我真的用了。
She also gave me a New Testament Greek with English word by word translation.
那姊妹也她给我一本这个对照版圣经，就是希腊文和英文的对照版圣经。
Word by word.
字与字的对照翻译。
And again, I put it aside, but later on, I find that I need it.
那没错，我那时候也是把那本书放在一旁，但是后来我发现我用了那本书了。
What am I trying to tell you?
我想要告诉你什么呢？
The way of traveling is being manifested in that group of 20 people.
因为你知道吗？在那二十几位的弟兄姊妹那一群里面，他们经历了生产之难。
I did not look promising whatsoever.
因为那时候在他们面前似乎并不是那么起眼。
You know, sometimes you would think, oh, this young man is quite promising, so we'll give him a hand.
有时候也许你看到青年人，你才说，哦，这人很值得栽培，所以我们要助他一臂之力。
I wasn't like that.
但我并不像那样子。
But I think behind the scene, they have been praying for me.
但是我相信在背后他们一直为我祷告。
What is this?
这是什么呢?
This is travailing.
这就是生产之难。
Travailing implies something costly, something very precious.
因为要有生产之难，就表示说有一件事情非常贵重，非常的贵重。
We know how much Paul suffered for Christ's sake.
因为我们知道保罗为着基督是受了多少的苦。
Yet he described his affliction as light.
但是我们也记得保罗说他的受的苦是轻的，自战自自轻的。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4:17, Paul said, "For momentarily light affliction is producing in us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparisons."
因为在哥林多后书四章十七节那里，保罗是说，这自战自轻的苦楚，为要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
Now for those who knows what Paul has gone through in ministering the church of God, we would say that, Paul, how can you say that your suffering is light?
对那些认识保罗在执事里面所经历的一切，应该会问这个问题说，他怎么能说他所受的苦是轻的呢？
He actually testified himself, he said, for Christ's sake, I labor more abundantly.
因为保罗实际上自己也作为见证，他说为着基督的缘故，他说我比他们多受劳苦。
In stripes, above measure, in prison, more frequently, in death often.
在受鞭打是过重的，也多下监牢，而且冒死是屡次有的。
And he continued in that passage, talking about how many times he was beaten,and how many times he was stoned, and how many times he almost got drunk in the sea. Drunk in the sea.
在那段经文，保罗也讲到他是被击打过多少次，在海上几乎是要有船难的危险，还有被石头也打过。
So how can Paul say that his affliction for Christ is light?
那保罗怎么能说他为基督所受的苦是轻的呢？
No, Paul in here is not trying to be humble or sarcastic.
保罗在这里并不是说试着自表谦卑，或者说用讽刺性的话语说话。
When we see what traveling can really accomplish in your life and in my life, then comparing to the resulting eternal weight of glory, then we can say that it is indeed light.
如果我们能够看清楚生产之难在我们在后来所产生的那个极重无比的结果的时候，我们就可以说这生产之难是轻的了。
Peter also pointed out the same way. He said that, he said to his Christian, in his day, he said, though for a little while, you have been put to grief in manifold trials.
因为彼得呢也曾经说过类似的话，他说，如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
Yet you rejoice greatly with joy unspeakable.And full of glory.
但是你们却有那说不出来极大的喜荣光，有蛮有荣光的那喜乐。
I remember, I couldn't forget the day when my wife gave birth to our firstborn son.
我永远不能忘记当我妻子、我姊妹、我妻子在生我们老大这个儿子的时候。
After, you know.The period of labor.
在一连串的生产的痛了之后。
And after the boy was delivered.
在这男孩被接生出来之后。
She said something to me that I would never forget in my life.
那她我姊妹对我说一句话是我永远无法忘记的。
She said, this is so good.
她说哦这实在太好了。
Let us have a second one.
让我们再生一个吧。
I was totally taken back.
我完全是惊奇，说不出话。
She has just gone through, you know, a labor pain.
因为她正刚刚经过那生产之难的痛苦。
She was have the guts to say that let us have a second one.
她竟然有勇气说让我们再生第二胎。
Why is travailing necessary in order for Christ to be formed in us?
因为生产之难是必须要有的，好叫基督能够成形在我们心里。
Paul gives us an underlying reason as to why.
因为保罗在这里讲了一个原因。
He said that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
因为保罗说我们有这个宝贝在我们这瓦器里。
That the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of ourselves.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
Perplexed, but not despairing.
心里作难，却不至于失望。
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
虽然遭逼迫却不至于被丢弃。
Struck down but not destroyed.
打倒了却不致死亡。
God has dealt with Paul's life so much that he testified about himself.
因为神在保罗身上是如此的有对付的生活，保罗自己见证。
He said always caring about in the body the dying of Jesus.
因为保罗说在他这个身体上面常常带着耶稣的死。
Why? Because that the life of Christ may be manifested in our body.
为什么呢？好叫耶稣的生命能够显明在我们身上。
And he continued to say that for we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Christ's sake.
因为他继续说，他说，因为我们这活着的人是为耶稣被交于死地。
That the life of Christ may be manifested in our body.
好叫耶稣的生能够在我们身上显明出来。
During Paul's ministry, he has been slandered by those whom he served.
因为在保罗的执事里面
，he has been slandered, bad mouth.
因为在保罗的执事里面，他常常被他的同胞所毁谤，说他服侍人所毁谤。
And in the church of Galatia,
在加拉太教会的弟兄姐妹
，they suspect that he was not really a real apostle.
因为他们在怀疑说保罗是否真是使徒。
They suspect that there was something missing in the gospel that he preached to them.
因为他们在怀疑说，好像保罗传给他们的福音有失去一些东西。
His gospel ran into difficulty multiple times.
因为保罗所传的福音好像遇到很多的困难。
He was greatly afflicted in Asia Minor.
他在小亚细亚那里受到很多的困难。
He testified that he was burdened excessively beyond his strength.
因为保罗在那里见证说他那时候所受的困难呢甚至力不能胜。
And it is, he despaired even of life.
他甚至连他自己活命的指望都不断绝了。
And he has the sentence of death within him in order that he will not trust himself, but in God who raises the dead.
那保罗在那里也说他自己心里断定是必死的，好叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Brothers and sisters, the trying experiences of Paul is but for one purpose.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗所受的这个经历就是为了一个目的。
That is to allow the formation of the life of Christ in him and in others.
因为保罗是愿意基督的生命能够在他里面，在其他人里面成型。
I want to say this, to see that we are crucified together with Christ, that it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, that is the foundation.
因为我想要这样说，我们要应当能够看见我们已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，这是基石。
But to bear the dying of Jesus.
但是要能够带着耶稣的死。
That means to always put to death the deeds of the flesh.
换句话说，这是要常常将肉体置于死地。
It's allowing Christ to take form in him.
好叫基督能够在他里面成形。
Paul said daily I die to everything that is not of Christ.
因为保罗是这样说，天天我向那些不属于基督的事死。
Do you know how stubborn a person we are?
你知道吗？我们是何等顽固的人。
Do you know how tightly we hold on to those things that are not helpful to allow Christ's character to form in us?
有很多事情是没办法帮助让基督成形在我们里面的事，但是我们却一直抓住那些事情。
Not necessarily the bad and sinful things.
那些事情也许不是坏事，也不是恶事。
Even for those things that are considered to be good and legitimate,
甚至那些事情似乎是好的，也许是合法的事情。
As long as they become an obstacle for our growth in Christ,
但是如果那些事情妨碍了我们在基督里面的成长，
God will raise up environment or even hardship to rid us of those things, so that the Son, His life, will have a chance to form in us.
那么神就会兴起环境把那些事情阻隔，好叫他儿子的生命在我们里面成型。
Think about the life of Job.
我们可以想一想约伯的 生命。
He had one calamity after another one.
因为他实在承受了一而再再而三的灾难。
And he didn't know what's going on.
他不明白发生什么事。
This is also why in a way God told Abraham to let Ishmael go.
同样的，这也是为什么神告诉亚伯拉罕说你要让以实玛利离开。
So that Isaac would have a chance to grow up and take form.
好叫以撒有这个机会能够成长，能够成型。
And sometimes it is very hard to take those things away, but by God's grace, He will use all environment, even adversity, to break through.So that his life will be given a chance to form in us.
所以很多时候呢，事实上要把这些事情除去是非常困难的。但是我们知道，神会借着神的恩典，他可以使用这些环境呢，让这些阻扰他儿子成形在我们里面的事情把它挪去。
And this is the true meaning of Romans 8:28, where it says God causes all things to work together for good.For those who love them.
这也正是罗马书八章二十八节那里讲到说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神人的得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
What is God's purpose in us?
神在我们身上的旨意是什么？
That Christ can be formed in us and we can be conformed to the image of his son.
正是基督能够成形在我们心里，好叫我们磨成他儿子的形象。
The problem with the Galatians question is that after they believe in the Lord Jesus, the desire so much to grow into perfection.
我们知道加拉太的基督徒有这样一个问题，当他们信主之后呢，他们是有这个渴慕，想要变成完全。
And they began to be enticed into an error that promised them instant spirituality.
那他们似乎后来就被这样一个所吸引，就是让他们能够很立即的变成属灵人。
Instead of keep believing and growing in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, they wanted to work the work of the law to attain to spiritual maturity.
那他们并没有再继续依靠主耶稣基督的恩典来成长，而是他们想要靠行律法的这个靠行律法来得着属灵完全
spiritual maturity
来达到属灵的成熟。
This is what Paul described as another gospel.
那这正是保罗所讲的是另一个福音。
It is a different gospel.
因为这是一个不同的福音。
It is a curse to anyone who preach it or practice it.
任何人若传这样的福音或操练这样的福音呢，就应当受咒诅。
And this is certainly not the original gospel that Paul has sent to them, which is by grace.
这当然不是保罗原初传给他们的福音，那福音是借着恩典。
The real issue with these Christians is that they mix the law of Moses with believing in the grace of God.
这个他们那里的信徒的问题就是他们把神的恩典和摩西的律法混在一起了。
Instead of glorifying God, they try to be perfected by the work of the flesh.
他们想要借着肉体来成全，来荣耀神。
Instead of faith in Jesus Christ, they trusted in the work of the flesh.
他们不信这个靠耶稣基督的恩典，而是他们要靠肉体来成全。
And then the result of that is they became subjected to the slavery of the law.
那结果呢，就是他们又成为律法的奴隶了。
This is true. It is true that Christ is not rejected completely.
是的，耶稣基督并没有被他们完全的弃绝。
Christ has not been thrown out.
因为基督并没有被他们完全丢弃。
People are still mentioning the name of Christ.
是的，那里的人仍然在谈基督的名。
But it is as if Christ is not sufficient.
但是他们好像觉得基督单单基督还不够。
They need the law to help them.
他们需要律法来帮助他们。
You may come in by Christ, but you have to be completed by Moses.
也许你能够靠着恩典得到基督，但是你必须借摩西的律法才能够成全。
You may start with the Spirit, but you may have to be perfected by the work of the flesh.
所以也许是借着圣灵入门，但是你好像要靠着肉体才能够成全。
The result of seeking to be justified by working the work of the law is that they have fallen from grace, severed from Christ.
他们因为想要靠着行律法来称义呢，他们就从恩典中坠落了，甚至是与基督隔绝了。
And Christ will never have a chance to form in them.
那这样的话呢，基督就永远没有机会在他们里面成型。
Why is that so?
为什么呢？
Because the very foundation of the gospel is now destroyed.
因为那福音的基础基石呢，现在被毁坏了。
What is the foundation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ?
那主耶稣基督的基石是什么呢？
It is the gospel of grace, God's grace.
这主耶稣基督的恩典的事实上就是神的恩典。
And by you doing the work of the Lord, this is almost like having an abortion.
因为你若想要靠着行律法来称义，这好像是要堕胎一样。
And the baby in the womb of the mother will never have a chance to take form.
那在母亲腹中的胎儿就没办法成型。
That is why when Paul wrote to the Galatians, his heart was full of sorrow and anguish.
所以这是为什么保罗在写信给加拉太人的时候，他心里蛮有忧伤。
This is a mixture of law and grace.
因为这是把律法和基督来混在一起了。
I think once Brother Stephen Kong mentioned this, and I fully agree with him.
因为我记得江弟兄曾经这样说过，而且我非常的同意。
He said, law, work, and the flesh, they all join hand together.
律法、工作、
肉体，
肉体，他们事实上是彼此相连的。
But on the other hand, faith,Grace and the Holy Spirit, they also join together.
在另一方面呢，信心、恩典和圣灵是彼此相连的。
The thing is, we cannot have both sides working for us simultaneously.
我们不可能在这两方面都同时为我们来工作。
It simply cannot work that way because the two teams that we talk about are at odds with each other.
因为这两方面他们是彼此为敌的，所以不可能靠两方面一起来工作。
They oppose each other or they are at enmity with each other.
他们是彼此敌对的，是彼此反抗的。
And hence, let us never try to mix up law with grace.
所以我们永远不当将神的恩典和他的律法来混杂。
Now the question is, what will God do to bring us back into his grace?
那么问题就是神要怎么样把我们带回到他的恩典里面。
He will work in our environment and circumstances until we are being brought to our wits end again and again.
他会一而再再而三的来兴起环境，直到我们用尽我们自己的智力、智慧。
That Christ's life is built into us.
好叫基督的生命能够再往里面建造。
This is how character is built.
这是性格是如何养成的。
And it is not your character, but the character of Christ.
不是你的性格，乃是基督的性格。
You will be brought again and again to death, to be slain, as it were, so that Christ's character may be built up step by step in you.
你会一再的被带到死地，好叫基督的性格在你身上成形。
Brothers and sisters, this is not some theory that we're talking about.
弟兄姐妹们，我们所讲的并不只是一个理论。
When the Lord's hand, was in me, He will continue to do it and deal with my self-life so much that it was very painful.
当主的手在我身上的时候，他一直在对付我的生命里面的东西，实在是非常痛苦。
I thought I learned it, but no, after a little while, another circumstance comes up, and, you know, lo and behold, my flesh, come forth.
我以为说我已经学完了，但结果后来呢，又同样的发生的时候，我发现我的肉体又起来了。
Now, the thing is, in real life experience, what does the actual travailing process looks like?
那我们想问说，在我们真实的生活里面，这生产这个经历是什么样的呢？
When I told my wife that I'm going to be talking about the principle of travailing,
当我告诉我姊妹说我要交通生产之内这个原则。
She said that this is too hard for brothers and sisters to really understand.
她说这个主题叫弟兄姐妹会非常困难来认识。
You better talk about something else.
你最好谈谈其他的吧。
But in travailing, we would see first the ugliness and then the beauty afterward.
在生产之难的过程里面，我们首先会看到丑陋面，但之后我们看到美丽面。
I want to give you an actual example so that you know what I'm talking about.
我想要给你们一个实际的例子，好让你们知道我所讲的是什么。
Across my house used to have a very large piece of land that has nothing but green grass and a small house with beautiful landscapes.
在我家人的前面呢，曾经就一大块的绿草地，然后有一个小的 little pond,
hut
小的小茅屋，那一个小茅屋在那里。
And landscape.
而且景观不错。
In fact, this is one of the reasons for our decision to purchase that house because we could really enjoy the views and the quietness of the neighborhood.
因为事实上我们正因为看到那个景色不错，所以我们决定把那房子买下来，因为我们可以在里面散步。
This is almost like having a nicely landscaped garden when we can look outside of our living room.
事实上当我们坐在我们客厅里的时候，我们可以看到一个非常美丽的景观。
Our family used to have a stroll over there after dinner.
因为我们家呢，家人呢，常常是用完晚餐之后就走到那里散步到那里。
I actually taught my boy to ride bicycle there because in there was hardly any traffic.
因为我告诉我的孩子们可以在那边骑脚车，因为在那里没有任何的汽车。对。
One day we saw some workers brought in some big construction equipment.
但是有一天呢，我们看见工人呢把那个很大的这个建筑器材带进来了。
And in just 2 days, the beautifully landscaped place has been totally demolished, destroyed.
就不过单单两天，那美丽的景观呢就被破坏了。
The construction worker turned that place upside down.
那些工人呢把那个那一块土地呢把它全部翻过了。
As they dug up the ground, it reveals all the ugliness of the place.
他们把那土地翻出来之后呢，那整个看起来非常丑陋。
The place was even messier, especially after some pouring rain in Vancouver.
甚至在每当的下大雨之后呢，那个场景实在是非常的不堪。
At the entrance of the construction site, there was a big sign that says, construction in progress.
在那工地的入口有一个大的标语说工程进行中。
We all lamented the loss of a beautiful park.
我们那时候都很难过说啊，这么美丽的景观都消失了。
It was a nice place to go to before they start working.
在他们工作之前，那里是一个很好的地方，我们可以去的地方。
And now the whole place is nothing but a mess.
现在呢，整个那个景观呢，只不过是一片混乱。
We heard the noise of the pounding of concrete block into the ground that even our house felt like shaking.
我们现在当他们在打地基的时候，我们的自己的房子也好像受到震动一样。
We almost could not bear the destructive scene.
我们几乎对那些被破坏的景观我们无法忍受。
Because it looked like a war zone.
因为在那里好像是战场。
And the pounding noise sounds like dropping a bomb close by.
当那个打地基那个声音就好像一个炸弹落下来一样。
What good could this come out of it? We ask.
那我们就问说这样究竟这样做有什么好处呢？
But as the days went on, the building began to take its shape according to the architect's design.
但是当日子慢慢过来之后，我们发现那个地方就慢慢成型，而且照着建筑师的所计划的。
It began to make sense to us.
那慢慢的我们就能够理解了。
Eventually, a beautiful building with landscaping all around came into existence.
最后呢，那美丽的建筑和美丽的景观都开始存在了。
Now, in light of this story that I just share with you, we can take a look.At the condition of the disciples of the Lord Jesus.
我们刚才分享过这个故事呢，我们可以就这个来看一看主耶稣基督门徒的光景。
The Lord called these 12 guys to follow him.
因为主耶稣基督呼召这十二位来跟从他。
For 3.5 years in the Lord's public ministry, they stayed with the Lord everywhere.
在三年半的时间呢，他们是主不论到哪里去，他们都跟着。
And these 12 disciples have been following and learning from their master.
这十二位门徒呢，他们在跟着他们的主，从他们主身上学习。
Yet based on the 4 gospel that we read, we can conclude that they were a group of very, very slow learner.
但是我们根据四福音书，我们可以下结论说，这十二位实在是学得很慢。
Half of the time, they did not understand what the Lord was trying to say or trying to teach them.
一大半时间，他们不知道主跟他们说的是什么意思，要教导他们什么。
In explaining to them the meaning of the parable of the sower, for example.
比如说当主耶稣基督和他们讲到撒种的比喻的时候
Jesus said to them, Do you not understand this parable? And how will you understand all the other parables?
因为主耶稣基督对他们说这比喻若是你们不明白你们如何能明白其他的比喻呢
They also misunderstood what the Lord was trying to tell them.
他们也误会了主耶稣基督要告诉他们的
When he told his disciple to watch out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisee and the leaven of Herod.
当主耶稣基督告诉他们说你们要防备法利赛人和撒杜该人的教。
And they misunderstood that the Lord was trying to say to them that they have forgotten to take bread.
他们就误会了他们以为是主是要告诉他们说、哦、他们忘了带粮食
Jesus was aware of this and said why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread
主耶稣基督也明白主耶稣就问他们说、你们为什么争论说没有带粮食
Do you not yet see or understand
你们难道还看不见还不明白吗
Do you have a hardened heart having eyes that you do not see and having ear, you do not hear.
你们是否心硬，有眼却看不见，有耳却听不见
？Do you not remember the 5 loaves, that fed 5,000?
你们还不记得那五饼来喂养了五千人吗
？There was another time when Peter, asked the Lord, "How many times do I need to forgive my brother?"
在有一次呢，彼得也问主说，我原谅我弟兄应该要多少次
？Is 7 times enough?
七次够吗
you know, the reason why he asked this is because this is his maximum, way of bearing with the guy.
因为彼得之所以这样问他实在可能忍受另外一个人很久可能。
And Peter, as a representative of the disciples, simply just tells us that they have the issue of unforgiveness.
因为彼得作为这十二位的代表他似乎是想要告诉说、哦、他们有这样一个问题他们有不能赦免人的问题
Even right up to the time when the Lord Jesus was about to be betrayed and crucified These disciples they have not shown much progress at all in learning Christ
甚至直到当主耶稣基督就快上十字架之前我们看见这些门徒他们在学习上仍然很慢
You know they were trying to fightwith one another wanting to be the greatest among themselves.
Yeah, 那时候他们甚至彼此争论说谁伟大。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the Lord was having the fierce spiritual battle and asked them to pray and watch with him.
在克西马尼园里面当主耶稣基督在经历那一场非常剧烈的征战的时候他请他们这些门徒祷告。
And Peter, John, and James, they all fell asleep.
但是彼得、约翰、雅各他们都睡了。
As it was predicted in the Old Testament, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.
正如在旧约中所记载的，牧人被击打，羊群就分散了。
And all the disciples of the Lord fled for their own life when Jesus was arrested.
因为当主耶稣基督被抓的时候呢，这些门徒都逃走了。
And of course, the ugliest scene is in the courtyard of Caiaphas, the high priest.
当然最叫人最丑陋的一个场景就是在盖亚法的院里面。
We know that it was in that place that Peter denied the Lord three times with cursing.
因为我们知道
And before a little girl.
因为我们知道就在那里呢彼得发咒而且在一个 小使女面前发咒说他否认主三次。
If anyone would look at the behaviors of these disciples, they would shake their head.
如果有任何人看这些门徒的这些所表现出来的行为，他们应当都会摇头。
And they will say that their learning of their master is a total joke.
他们也可以说他们跟主人所学习的完全是个笑话。
They would all get an F in the lesson of learning Christ.
他们在学基督这件事情上完全不及格。
The character of Christ was simply not found in them.
因为基督的性格完全在他们身上找不着。
One can even conclude that this is a complete failure of Jesus' training program for his disciple.
我们也可以这么说，耶稣基督在这个训练他门徒这个课程上呢，他也自己也完全失败了。
And yet, we need to remind ourselves that there is a sign being hung over each and every disciple's neck.
但是我们一定要记得这件事情，在每一个门徒身上呢挂着一个标记。
What is that sign?
挂着一个牌子。
Under construction.
这牌子讲的就是说工程进行中。
In the accounting term, they call it WIP, work in progress.
在会计的词里面有一个话说是也是工作进行中。
God is not through with them.
因为神在我们身上还没有做完工作。
And brothers and sisters, let us not point our fingers at them. If you are being honest yourself.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你自己很诚实的话，你不会指责别人。
You know that you are no better than the disciples in our learning of Christ.
因为你自己很清楚知道在学基督这件事情上，你也不比那些门徒好多
少。Often we are just like them.
因为很多时候我们和他们一样
A people without understanding
因为我们好像不明白一样
A people who are always rebellious
因为我们好像常常在悖逆的百姓
We do not understand what the Lord is trying to do in our life
我们好像不明白主耶稣基督在我们身上究竟要做什么
But we thank the Lord for his patience with us
但是我们实在感谢主他在我们身上也有耐心
How the Lord dealt with thisDisciples, he is in like manner dealing with us.
主耶稣基督如何对待这些门徒，他也会同样的来待我们。
Despite our countless failure, God would say, "I'm not through with you."
虽然我们有无数次的失败，但是神对我们说，我在你身上还没有做完。
You know, in the song that we just sang,
知道吗？在我们刚才唱这首诗歌
，There is one phrase that really touched me.
有一段词非常摸着我。
And that phrase is.Lord, you give me time to change.
那个词是说主啊，你是赐给我时间，好叫我改变。
We need the time for us to change.
我们是需要时间改变。
We praise the Lord for this.
我们为这个赞美神。
After Jesus rose from the dead, taken up to heaven,
当耶稣从死里复活被接升天的时候
On the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候
Peter stood up with the 11 and preached the gospel testifying for the Lord and we know 3,000 were saved.
那时候彼得和十一位使徒站起来传福音我们知道有3,000人得救。
And shortly after that, Peter and John went to the temple and they healed a lame man at the gate of Beautiful.
那之后呢彼得和约翰上到圣殿的美门那里呢那里他们治愈了一个瘸腿的人。
Another 5,000 were saved.
另有5,000人也得救了。
We know the story that subsequently they were arrested by the priest and the captain of the temple guard put them in jail.
那我们之后，我们知道不多久之后，他们就被那些祭司长、守殿官被抓到，下到监牢里。
And yet they were so courageous in testifying for Jesus Christ before the Sanhedrin council.
但是他们在犹太公会面前，他们是如此有胆量的，放胆来见证耶稣基督。
Now as the religious leader in Jerusalem observed the confidence of Peter and John.
那那些在耶路撒冷那些宗教领袖，他们看出彼得、约翰的信心、胆量
，and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men.
又看出他们是没有受过教育的小民。
They were marveling and began to recognize that these guys they must have been with Jesus.
他们就很欣喜，他们就认明说、哦、这些人是跟过耶稣的。
Brothers and sisters, this comment from the religious leader is a powerful and encouraging confirmation that Christ is beginning to take form in these guys.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到这些宗教领袖这样说呢，可以证明说基督这个性格开始成型在这些门徒身上了。
Yes, we may fail the Lord multiple times.
是的，我们也许在主面前失败多次。
But the Lord will never fail to change us as long as we continue to stay in His grace.
但是只要我们常在主的恩典里面，主耶稣基督他不会停止他的工作。
Even through multiple failures.
就算我们失败多次。
And when we are being formed,
当我们成型被成型的时候
,just like the construction work, we would first see the ugliness of self-life coming out.
正如在那个 工地那个刚才那个讲的，就是在一开始我们看到丑陋面。
We would often wonder how on earth would God save an impossible person like me?
我们会想到说神为什么要救我这么一个不可能的人。
How could the beautiful character of Christ be ever seen in me?
那基督这柔美的性格怎么可能在我身上显明？
And yet, as Christ's abundant grace continued to do his work in us,
但是当主耶稣基督那丰盛的恩典继续在我们身上工作的时候，
we gradually see Christ's character begin to take shape in us.
我们就渐渐可以看见主耶稣基督的性格在我们身上前成型。
And we are able to manifest his beauty.
那我们就能够将他的荣美显出来。
The same way he did it with his disciples. This is how the Lord does it with us. Always giving us time to change.
主耶稣基督如何赐给他的门徒时间来改变，主耶稣基督也同样坐在我们身上。
During the year of severe fightings between the nationalists and the communists.
在那一段时间当。
In China.
对，在那段期间，在中国，国民党和共产党在剧烈战斗的时候
，many many Christians they pray earnestly that God would not allow an atheist leader to take over China like Chairman Mao。
那个时候呢，是有很多的基督徒祷告说哈，祷告求神说，不要让一个无神论者，好像毛主席一样来这个征服中国。
Because they knew that.They would be persecuted if China is under the communist rule.
因为他们明白说，如果中国落到共产党的统治下，他们会受逼迫。
However, it seems that God did not listen to the cries of His people.
然而，看起来好像神并没有听他子民的祷告。
China became a communist country, and indeed, as they expected.Untold number of Christians were persecuted.
是的，后来中国就受到共产党统治，也正如他们所预料的，有很多的基督徒受到逼迫。
From the outward appearance, Chairman Mao seems to have succeeded in wiping out all religion from the country.
从表面来看，似乎毛主席在把这些宗教消灭，这些宗教呢是非常成功的。
However, based on the testimonies of brothers and sisters from China.
但是我们知道，根据从中国来的弟兄姐妹的见证
，Many Christians managed to survive, and actually they were flourishing under the constant persecution of the communist government.
在共产党政府经常的这个压迫地下，但是呢，却有许多的基督徒活过来了，而且甚至更兴旺。
When they were thrown into jail and labor camp, where they have no church meeting, where they have no Bibles and no Christian support, the gospel of the Lord Jesus miraculously flourished wherever they went.
他们不论到哪里，甚至被下到劳改营里面呢，虽然在那里没有聚会，但是呢。却神的福音的工作却兴旺起来。
Yes, there were beatings, imprisonment, death threat, separation from family.
是的，他们被击打，被和家人分开了。
Long years of hard labor.
他们受过许多年的劳苦。
Yet these Christians learned to entrust their entire life to God and faithfully.Let the life of Christ to live through them.
但这批基督徒呢，他们很信实的信靠主，然后让主耶稣基督的生命在他们身上显明出来。
In their daily living, people could see Christ's love.
因为在他们每天的生活里面，人们可以看到耶稣基督的生命。
We have a brother from China, M.S. Lee, you may not know him, sharing how many times he, you know, would share a little food.With his fellow prisoners.
我们有一位弟兄，从中国来的，也许你不认识他。他分享
李茂生，
李木胜弟兄，他那时候分享说他在中国的时候呢，常常和他的一些同伴分享食物是。
Not just one time.
不只有一次，不是只有一次。
Always show the compassion of Christ to others.
他常常向着他周遭的人显出基督的怜悯。
I used to think that Christians who stood up for the Lord in the midst of sufferings and persecution, they are super Christians.
因为我常常这样想，在受逼迫的当中的这些基督徒，他们能为主站住，实在是超级的基督徒。
Their testimonies are something that we in the 21st century Christian cannot attain to.
他们的见证好像是我们20世纪的基督徒所达不到的。
However, since our Christian living depends on the grace of God,
但是呢，因为我们基督徒的生活是根据神的恩典。
And that grace is from the beginning of our salvation to the day that we see the Lord.
这个恩典是从我们蒙恩得救开始，直到我们见主。
We know that the grace of God that can sustain us moment by moment.
我们知道神的恩典能够在时时刻刻来扶持我们。
There's nothing we can boast of ourselves.
在我们自己没有什么好夸的。
Paul testified to the Corinthian Christian, he said that, for I am the least of the apostles. I'm not even worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of Christ.
保罗曾对哥林多教会的人说，他说我是原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前是逼迫神教会的。
But you know what he said? He said that, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
但你知道保罗怎么说吗？他说我今日成了何等人，是因神的恩典。
And His grace toward me is not in vain.
他向着我恩典不是徒然的。
I labor even more abundantly than them all.
因为我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
And yet not I, but the grace of God which was within me.
但这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
So,It is by the grace of God that enables me to stand before Him.
所以呢，是神的恩典能够叫保罗站立在。
And that is why Paul pointed out in Romans 5:3-5, he said that we also exult in our tribulation.
所以为什么保罗在罗马书五章第三到第五节有这样说？不但如此，就是在患难中
，knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance and persevering proven character.
因为不但如此，就在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。
And proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The consequence is Christ's character is formed in them.
那结果呢就是基督的性格在他们里面成型了。
This is the principle of travailing.
这是生产之难的原则。
Through it, something very precious is brought forth.
因为经过生产之难呢就产生一个非常宝贵的事物。
We see new birth. We see Christ's form in his church.
因为我们看见新的生命，我们看见在神的教会里面基督成型了。
But it is for those who are willing to receive his grace,throughout their entire life.
但是这些是为着 那些能够预备一直来接受主恩典的人的。
Brothers and sisters, maybe in your own life, you find many forces that are tearing you apart.
弟兄姐妹们，也许在你的生活里面你发现有很多的力量要撕碎你自己。
Just like Job, terrible things happen, and you have no clue as to why and what the Lord is trying to do in your life.
正如约伯一样，你很多可怕的事情发生，你也不知道该如何做。
You find you are being pressed beyond measure.
你发现你力不能伸。
It is so easy when things get difficult that you just simply walk out and quit.
因为当问题非常困难的时候，似乎很简单的就是你放弃，然后你走开。
Whether it be your job pressure, your career direction, or your relationship that has gone sour.
不管是你的工作，你的职场的生涯，或是你与人的关系，
or even your financial struggles,
或是你在财务上遇到困难。
Yes, you can do many things to avoid or get rid of this pain.
是的，你可以就避免这些事情，或是说要避免这些困难。
And oftentimes you pray that the Lord will protect you from difficulties and troubles.
因为很多时候你祷告说，让主来保守你，不遇见这些困难。
Oftentimes I pray that kind of a prayer.
因为很多次我是这样祷告的。
But the Lord seldom answers prayers like this.
但是这样的祷告主似乎都不常答应。
These things come to us personally as storm, devastating storm.
当这些事情临到我们的时候，好像那些致命的风暴一样。
As earthquake.
好像那大地震。
Things that calculate to devastate, to scatter, and to destroy what is remained there.
因为这些事情好像是要打散这些还留下余存的这余留下来的东西。
And God does not seem to protect it.
但是好像神在这些事情上没有保护我们，没有保守我们。
We find those things or circumstances are trying to destroy us.
因为我们发现这些事情似乎是要毁灭我们。
And yes, they seem to be doing just that.
是的，这好像表面看起来他们正在这样做。
But we thank God, instead of destroying us, they end up helping to form Christ's character in us.
但是我们感谢神，这些事情并没有毁灭我们，反倒叫基督的性格成型在我们里面。
What is destroyed is what is not of Christ.
因为那些事情所要毁灭的，所要消灭的，正是一些不属于基督的事物。
What is being formed is what is of Christ.
而那些被成型的呢，正是属于基督的事物。
This is the law of travailing.
这是生产之难的律法。
Brothers and sisters, it is not a useless, wasteful exercise. No.
弟兄姐妹，不是的，这并不是说一个浪费时间的一些操练而已。
It is a very positive process for the formation of Christ's character in you and me.
为要叫基督的性格成型在你我里面，这是一个必要的过程。
And God is doing this in each and every one of our life without fail. If you are a truly born again Christian, I can guarantee you that.
我可以保证，若是你是真实蒙拯救的基督徒。这个过程一定会在你身上发生。
So what we're talking about applies to you.
所以我们
I would say this is a good news.
所以我们刚才所讲到的这些生产之难，事实上是适用在每一个人身上。
What is the Christ we can learn from Galatians?
我们在加拉太人里面可以学到什么呢？
From beginning, the Father reveals His Son in us. That's in chapter 1.
因为我们知道在加拉太书第一章那里我们知道父神将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
And then God led Christ to live in us, that's chapter 2.
那在第二章的时候讲到说神让基督在我们里面活着。
And as God continued to build up the character of Christ in us so that Christ is formed in us in chapter 4.
那在第四章讲到说神继续的不断的工作好叫基督成形在我们里面。
I would want to conclude this. I would say that it is all grace.
我要这样结论说这都是恩典。
I don't know if you have time to sing that wonderful grace song.
我们是不是还有时间来唱刚才唱过那首诗歌奇异的恩典。
It is a wonderful song.
这是一个奇妙的诗歌。
By the way, I think the lyrics, the first line is kind of wrong.
也许他打了第一段的歌词是有点错误。
Can we put it up on the screen?
我们可以把它打上来。
I think there's a one extra word that me shouldn't be there.
可能在那歌词里面有一个字不应该在那里。
It says in stanza one, wonderful grace that gives what I don't deserve.
那应该是这样子，就是说奇妙，何等奇妙的恩典是给了我所不配得的。
Pay me what Christ has earned, and then he let me go free.
那他这个奇妙的恩典呢，他付清了基督所为我赚得的，然后释放了我。
And wonderful grace that gives me the time to change.
那这样的奇妙的恩典呢，给我的时间来改变。
Washes away the stain that once covered me.
那就洗净曾经遮盖我的这些污点。
And all that I have, I lay at the feet of the wonderful Savior who loves me.
我所有的，我把它奉献在爱我的这位奇妙的救主脚前。
Give us a note, and then we'll sing it together.
给我们一个音，我们一起来唱。
Once covered me.
低头一点祷告。
Lord, we are such a blessed people.
主啊，我们向你祷告。
You have saved impossible people like us.
主啊，你救我们这些毫不可能的人。
Not only that you save us from death,
不仅你救我们出死。
But it is your purpose that you want to change us from glory to glory.
但这是你的旨意，要我们荣上加荣。
Even though there are countless times that we disappointed you.
主啊，虽然很多次我们叫你失望。
But we're so thankful for this wonderful grace.
但我们为了这奇妙的恩典来感谢你。
Because you say to us, you're not through with us.
因为你救我们，你在我们身上还没有完成你的工作。
And you will continue in your great patience to work in us.
因为你要继续照着你大的忍耐在我们身上工作。
Until your will is accomplished in us, and that is Christ's form in each and every one of us.
直到你的旨意在我们身上完全，就是基督成形在我们每一位人里面。
Lord, we bow down, we worship you.
主啊，我们俯伏敬拜你。
We give you all the glory and honor that you so very much deserve.
我们将你所完全配得的荣耀尊贵献给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.